Hi, my name is Priscilla, and I'm from the Phoenix Light Group for the Physically Challenged. And we're an organization who does social events for persons with multidisciplined, multi-diverse disabilities.
Priscilla, tell me about the Navigators Rally, because I found that absolutely amazing.
For me, it's a lesson in trust, really, because we have this to commemorate the National Month for Disabled Persons in November. So we usually enter as drivers, and we have a blind person who reads Braille, giving us the directions of where to go. So if the person actually gives you a wrong direction, you can find yourself in the bush, you know. But it doesn't really happen because they read Braille properly. So it's a fun event for family, lots of interaction with multi-social, all walks of life of people. But technically, it's the driver who could be disabled or normal, and the navigator is usually the blind person. So we travel about, give or take, 170 odd Ks return journey. It's fun.
So your organization is a non-government funded organization.
Very much so. You
really relying on donations to keep it going.
Yes, but donations not as in cash directly coming to the organization, more in terms of sponsorship. So if we have somebody, say I have an event, say this month, and I will look for sponsors maybe for the meals. They will pay for the meals and I will arrange either to have it prepared, delivered, or they'll just pay directly and have it delivered. Or things like special events like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Women's Day, Valentine's Day, why not? Christmas functions. We look for gifts, prizes, goodie bags, stuff like that. But not all the events require prizes, but most of the events require meals, at least. So we look for sponsors for those kinds of things, okay. You know.
Now, you yourself, you're in a wheelchair. How long have you been in a chair for?
Oh, most of my life, from the age of 8. It's a long time. It was as a result of a train accident in 1961. I lost my limbs as a result of that accident, but I used prosthetics until about 6 years ago, when I started having medical problems with my spine. It took me 2 years to get my mind around being on a wheelchair, because I was very mobile. But since then, I've got my license. I work as an engineer in an engineering field, and pretty much independent.
So if someone's listening now, what is it that you need? How can people help you?
For the organization itself, we look for things like wheelchairs, either second-hand or brand new, different sizes for different age groups. We also look for walking canes for the blind, those kinds of things. Stuff for goodie bags, yes, gifts, prizes, nice prizes. I'm actually looking for a nice TV and a microwave for our Christmas year-end function, because we have what we call top achievers for the year, and people get nominated within the organization for their contributions to the social side of the organization. And we have also nice prizes. We need prizes for the winning drivers, the teams that win in the Blind Navigators Rally. Then we need gifts for goodie bags for either like Valentine's Day, okay, Mother's Day, Women's Day, Father's Day, those kinds of things. And if there's anything you feel you can do to assist us in any way, then please feel free to contact our president, who is Ruben, and his mobile number 074-699-679, and his after hours number is 031-262-8842, and you may contact me, Priscilla, on 031-201-2894.
So we were having a chat to Priscilla Ishmael from PLG for the Physically Challenged. And basically, Priscilla, you were saying you were looking for items for goodie bags, gifts for navigators, for your Navigators Rally, prizes for December draws, lucky draws for Christmas parties for your non-profit organization.
That's correct.
So Jody Oppert, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you. I'm the general manager of a company called Puro Freshwater, a national company. We've got branches nationwide. We're Bidvest owned. And basically, we provide water and coffee solutions to the corporate sector. On that note, we don't turn anyone down. We welcome anyone.
So the interesting thing was, when you wrote to me about Priscilla, you said you just wanted to highlight her organization because you found that she does such incredible things for people with physical challenges. And then you said that there was something else that you noticed about her, herself.
Yes. You know, it was basically brought to my attention that Priscilla is in need of a wheelchair for herself. And Priscilla has also contributed towards sponsoring various items for the 14 annual events for the organization for the physically challenged. However, this year she would be unable to because she's saving up for a wheelchair for herself. So, you know, basically I thought to myself, here we have a selfless, wonderful woman putting in so much effort for her fellow physically challenged people. And, you know, I thought, well, what can we do to assist? And I thought, let me give Damon a call.
Jody, what are you going to do to help Priscilla today?
Well, Priscilla, just to say thank you for being such a wonderful woman. Thank you for all the good that you do for the physically challenged. We're going to pay half towards your wheelchair. We're going to contribute 3,500 rand.
Wow. Thank you.
And,
thank you,
and
Jody.
We hope that that will contribute in you getting new wheels.
Well, maybe I'll wheel around one of the days in my new wheels. That is so awesome. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much, Jody.
Priscilla, also, we often have our listeners who come into East Coast Radio and they say, here's 100 Rand for our big favor account. Here's 200 Rand. We've had kids that have donated pocket money to our big favor accounts. And we had somebody come in the other day and they dropped off a brand new wheelchair. So I know that the type of wheelchair that you specifically need is a specialized one.
So specialized, but it has a little bit of a tweaking involved. So.
Right. So the wheelchair is here at East Coast Radio. It is brand new. And what we would like to do is give you that wheelchair. And if it's not suitable for you, then you could use it for your organization.
That
absolutely
would be awesome.
And then if it does work for you, then what I thought you could do is use the 3,500 rand that Jody's going to sponsor. And perhaps he can buy you some gifts and some prizes.
100%.
And you could donate that to your organization.
Wonderful. This is networking. Our excellence. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jody. Thank you, Damon.